Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
My husband used to have an app. So it will tell you lahat ng mga nearest gas station and prices ng mga gas station. He tried to search also online kung ano yung pinakamura na nag-offer ng petrol. Then dun kami pupunta. Kasi kahit pa paano, malaki pa rin yung masasave mo dun eh. Not comparing also from 2 years before na dati, ang full tank namin sa sedan car is $30 to $40 lang. Ngayon, it's $80 to $100 na. Doble. Doble talaga siya. So you need to be wise or wiser pa.
Sa gitna ng patuloy na pagtaas ng gasolina, dumidiskarte na lang si Cheryl Sarabosing at asawa nitong si Ed mula sa Melbourne para makahanap ng pinakamura. Bukod sa petrolyo, ramdam din nila ang pagtaas ng mga bilihin kaya matindi ang pagbabudget ng dalawa, lalo pat kapapanganak lang ni Cheryl sa pang-apat nitong anak.
So bigas is a part of it na tumaas. Diapers and tama sila mga wheat, yung breads and all that's related sa wheat. Talagang tumataas siya. Not to the extent na mataas na doble ha. So yung sa groceries, the best thing na discarte dyan is find the half price. So, pag half price, ayun, bili ka na ng 1 or 2. Pag may kids ka, kailangan eh. Diba during the pandemic, nagkakaubusan ng stock sa mga grocery stores. So, I try to keep at least 1 or 2 stocks sa bahay to make sure na meron makakain yung mga bata, may madedede, mayroong nappies, yung mga necessities nila.
Apat ang anak ni na Cheryl at Ed, 7 taong gulang ang panganay at kapapanganak lang sa bunso. Habang naka-maternity leave, tutok si Cheryl sa budget dahil ang asawa lang ang nagtatrabaho sa kasalukuyan.
Siyempre, there's an additional child then, diba? So additional budget yun. And then I'm on maternity leave. It's only one who's getting the salary at the moment. And then yun nga, tumataas yung mga petrol, yung bilihin. So you have to tighten up and find out some sort kung paano mo mas mababudget and keep the budget. Yung going out, bawas muna. Bawas muna and also hindi pa naman talaga pwede kasi kapapanganak ko pa lang.
Ayon kay Ginoong Shane Oliver, Chief Economist ng AMP Capital, inflation ang dahilan ng pagtaas ng mga bilihin sa gitna ng mga restriction sa bansa dahil sa pandemya. Sa tala ng Consumer Price Index, ang inflation rate ng Australia ay tumaas ng 3.5% sa nakaraang 12 buwan hanggang sa Disyembre ng 2021.
The pandemic really distorted the economy. We couldn't spend on services, so we spent all our money on goods. At a time when the production of those goods, whether it's household furnishings, whether it's a new car or a new boat or a renovation on the house, unfortunately, the supply of those goods was constrained. So we had more demand, but less supply. Prices went up. And of course, the danger is that that may become entrenched like it did in the 1970s and will take a while to get back down.
Bagaman COVID-19 ang primerong dahilan, malaki din ang naging epekto ng pananakop ng Russia sa Ukraine, dagdag ni Ginoong Oliver.
And the problem there is that Russia and Ukraine produce something like 25% of the world's wheat exports. They also produce, or Russia produces, 11% or so of the world's oil. So as a consequence of the sanctions and the war itself, that means that those supply of those items is no longer available globally to the same degree, or in many cases it's constrained, and that's causing again another leap upwards in prices.
Ayon naman kay Alex Valentine, Economic Policy Program Senior Associate ng Grattan Institute, may mga serye ng kakulangan sa supply, pag-aantala sa mga produksyon at distribusyon ng mga kalakal at produkto.
The pandemic, floods, war, it can feel a bit biblical at times. All of this is weighing on the supply of goods. And so, you know, maybe factories have to close due to COVID, or the cost of shipping has gone up a lot, staff shortages, all these kind of things affect different goods in different ways, but typically tend to push the prices up.
Dagdag nitong may rason kung bakit tumataas ang mga bilihin.
In particular, things that are going up are things that households often buy frequently. We call this salient items, so things that they would know the prices of because they are frequently buying them.
Pinaka-apektado ang presyo ng petrolyo, grocery items, kape, at international travel.
People filling up their tank all the time, and so are very aware of what the petrol price is, and so notice when it goes up like it has. But other things haven't seen the same kind of increases. You know, haircuts, dinners out haven't really gone up in the same kind of way that petrol's gone up.
Tumaas ng 14.9% ang presyo ng gasolina sa lingguhang average sa bansa o 212.5 cents per liter. Naglalaro ito sa 210.4 cents at 214 cents ayon sa Australian Institute of Petroleum. Sa gitna ng pagtaas ng presyo ng petrolyo, sinabi ni Ginoong Valentine na magre-resulta ito sa pagtaas ng presyo ng mga international flights.
Flights use fuel and flights may have to go up as well if the increases in the price of oil are sustained. And a lot of these prices and how they sort of flow through can take some time. So it might actually be, you know, months or years for the full effect to be felt.
Kaya ang pamilya ni Cheryl wala din munang plano umuwi ng Pilipinas, lalo't dalawang taon pa lang sila sa Australia. 2020, kasagsagan ng pandemya nang lumapag sila sa bansa matapos ang kanilang paninirahan ng 13 taon sa United Arab Emirates. Dahil walang pagkakataon na maging citizen sa UAE, nakita nila ang oportunidad na maging permanent resident sa Australia. Sa pagsisimula nila sa bansa, hindi nila maiwasang magulat sa taas ng presyo ng mga bilihin.
Sobrang kasi in the UAE, sa contract namin, pareho is covered yung housing, yung sasakyan, pasasakyan, pati TV, you know, lahat paid ng company, even yung studies ng kids. So pagdating namin dito, we have to pay it all, lahat ng mga bills. And then, aside from that, the taxes. Oh my God. So we never paid tax sa UAE.
Kaya malaking adjustment para kina Cheryl ang pagbabudget. Nakita din niya ang kahalagahan ng malaking tax lalo't napakaayos ng sistemang pangkalusugan ng Australia. Tiwala si Cheryl na gagawin ng gobyerno ang lahat para matulungan ang mga mamamayan sa gitna ng pagtaas ng mga presyo ng bilihin. Tanda pa niya ang tulong ng gobyerno noong dumating sa bansa at wala pang trabaho.
Noong time na dumating kami, but because PR na kami, nabigyan kami talaga ng budget ng government through Centrelink. Noong time na naghahanap kami ng work, it's like wala pa kaming binibigay na tax noon, pero we received some, you know, support from the government.
Hindi lingid kay punong ministro Scott Morrison ang mga pinagdadaanan ng bawat Australian sa gitna ng patuloy na pagtaas ng mga presyo ng bilihin.
We are very aware of what is occurring with petrol prices. This is being caused by the disruption of the war in Europe and the invasion of Russia into Ukraine. Now, Australians understand that, and we understand it, and listening carefully, not only to our own members, of course, who are on the ground, but directly to the community themselves. And these cost of living impacts are real.
Pinag-aaralan ni Federal Treasurer Josh Frydenberg ang pansamantalang pagbawas sa fuel excise mula 44 cents kada litro. Ngunit ayon sa ekonomista na si Chris Richardson mula sa Deloitte Access Economics, maliit o tila hindi ramdam ang epekto ng mungkahing ito.
Almost nothing. A pause to indexation is going to save a cent every year out of something that's bouncing, you know, 10 and 20 cents in a week. That's all about the politicians showing that they feel people's pain. And there is genuine pain, but you cannot fix the pain caused by a war in Europe with a band-aid on a tax in Australia.
Ayon kay Ginoong Oliver ng AMP Capital, ang kasalukuyang cost of living para sa mga Australian ay nakadepende din sa nangyayaring sigalot sa silangang Europa, bagaman hindi sa kabuuan.
Hopefully, a peace deal is soon reached and the war comes to an end and that will remove that source of pressure, but we're still going to have supply constraints because, yeah, even China's locking down recently because of a new rise in Omicron, coronavirus cases. So these supply disruptions are continuing and that's probably the biggest single factor behind higher inflation.
Para naman kay Ginoong Valentine, dapat tutukan ng gobyerno ang pagtaas ng sahod ng mga mamamayan para makasabay sa taas ng presyo ng mga bilihin.
Otherwise, we just get this sustained decline in the standard of living. If you're trying to target people who are struggling, people whose cost of living has increased, and that's really biting on their day-to-day finances, you want to make that support targeted. You know, you want to try to get any type of government support to those people, not just using a policy which is going to affect everybody, such as, you know, fuel excise. So policy has a really important role to play in getting us through this passage, and I think it's just a lot of pressure on the government and on the central bank at the moment.
TJ Correa para sa SBS Filipino.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.